Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry by John Mark Comer tackles a widely felt tension. Life moves faster than the human soul can comfortably follow. Written from a Christian spiritual formation perspective, the book argues that chronic busyness is not just a scheduling problem, but a deeply formative force that reshapes attention, relationships, and inner life. Comer connects modern hurry to anxiety, distraction, irritability, and a diminished capacity for love, then presents an alternative rooted in the lifestyle of Jesus. Rather than offering productivity hacks, he frames spiritual health as learning a different pace, one marked by presence, rest, and intentional practices. The book blends cultural critique with pastoral guidance, inviting readers to examine how digital overload, ambition, and constant noise sabotage emotional resilience and spiritual vitality. Its central promise is practical and countercultural. By confronting hurry as a spiritual issue, readers can recover depth, clarity, and a life that feels genuinely aligned with what they claim to value. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, hurry as the hidden enemy of the soul. A core idea of the book is that hurry is not merely an inconvenience, but a threat to emotional wholeness and spiritual life. Comer links the pace of modern culture to symptoms many people accept as normal, constant stress, distraction, reactivity, and a sense of living on the surface. The argument is that love, joy, patience, and wisdom require time and spaciousness, and when life is rushed, those qualities are crowded out. Hurry can also distort priorities, turning relationships into transactions and faith into yet another task. By naming hurry as a spiritual problem, the book reframes common struggles like irritability or numbness as signals that the inner life is being overrun. The point is not that hard work is wrong, but that living in perpetual acceleration shapes character in ways that conflict with becoming a healthy person. This lens helps readers diagnose why even successful lives can feel hollow or fragmented. The topic sets up the rest of the book by making a direct claim to pursue depth. One must confront the culture of speed and the internal compulsions that keep it running. Secondly, apprenticing the way of Jesus as a model for pace, Comer presents the lifestyle of Jesus as a practical template for resisting chaos without escaping life. Instead of treating spirituality as beliefs only, he emphasizes apprenticeship, learning to live as Jesus lived in everyday rhythms. This includes an unhurried presence with people, purposeful solitude, and discernment about what to say yes to. The premise is that spiritual formation happens through the habits and pace we embody, not simply through inspiration. Readers are invited to examine how Jesus prioritized withdrawing from crowds, praying, engaging people with attention, and refusing to be driven by demands. This does not romanticize an ancient context, but uses it to expose modern assumptions that speed equals importance. The book suggests that a slower pace is not laziness, but alignment with human limits and spiritual aims. By treating Jesus as both savior and teacher, Comer offers a framework for change that is relational and embodied rather than purely self-improvement. The goal becomes a life that is emotionally steady and spiritually alive, not just efficient. This topic provides the guiding vision behind the practices that follow. Thirdly, Silence, Solitude, and Digital Detox for Attention Restoration, one of the book's most practical emphases, is recovering attention through silence and solitude in a world engineered for distraction. Comer highlights how constant notifications, media consumption, and background noise fragment the mind, making prayer, reflection, and even simple conversation harder. The book treats solitude not as isolation, but as intentional space where a person can notice what is happening inside, process emotions, and reconnect with God. Silence functions similarly, reducing external inputs so the inner life can surface. Digital boundaries play a supporting role, because the problem is not technology itself, but compulsive. Always on usage that trains the brain for novelty and speed. The book encourages readers to build small, repeatable practices that restore presence, stepping away from screens, creating quiet moments, and protecting time for reflection. These disciplines are framed as training, not a one-time fix. Over time, they can reduce anxiety, improve clarity, and make relationships feel more humane. The deeper claim is that spiritual vitality requires capacity for stillness, and stillness must be chosen. This topic offers a concrete path for people who feel mentally crowded and spiritually dry. Fourthly, Sabbath and rest as resistance, not reward. Comer positions Sabbath as a decisive counterpractice to the modern economy of productivity. Instead of viewing rest as what happens after all tasks are done, he frames it as a commanded rhythm that breaks the illusion of endless work. The idea is that resting one day each week is a form of resistance against cultural messages that identity comes from output, and that life is a race to keep up. Sabbath is described as a time for worship, delight, and restorative activities that reconnect people to what matters most. It also functions as a boundary that exposes compulsions, such as the need to check email or stay productive, and invites trust that the world will continue without constant control. By keeping Sabbath, readers practice living within limits, which supports emotional health by reducing chronic stress and preventing burnout. The topic also addresses how rest shapes community and family life, since shared rhythms can cultivate deeper connection. Sabbath becomes a training ground for freedom, teaching that a meaningful life is not built by non-stop striving. This section gives readers a structured way to slow down that is both spiritual and deeply practical. Lastly, simplicity, limits, and reordered desires. Beyond adding spiritual disciplines, the book calls for subtracting commitments and desires that fuel hurry. Comer emphasizes simplicity as a lifestyle choice that reduces clutter in calendars, finances, and mental space. This includes learning to say no, narrowing priorities, and resisting the pressure to maximize every opportunity. Limits are portrayed as healthy rather than restrictive because they protect what is most valuable: relationships, integrity, and spiritual depth. The book also points toward the inner drivers of overcommitment, such as ambition, approval seeking, fear of missing out, and the need to feel important. Addressing hurry, therefore, involves reordering desires, not just managing time. Readers are invited to create a rule of life, a set of personal rhythms and boundaries that support their values. This is less about perfection and more about coherence, aligning daily patterns with long-term spiritual aims. Simplicity can also reduce emotional volatility, because a less crowded life leaves room for patience, empathy, and discernment. By connecting external schedules to internal motives, the topic helps readers make sustainable changes rather than temporary adjustments. The overall aim is a life marked by depth and calm in the midst of modern complexity. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who feel chronically busy, emotionally depleted, or spiritually numb, especially those who want a Christian framework for change that goes beyond motivation. It also fits leaders, parents, and professionals who sense that their pace is damaging relationships and inner stability. The benefit is practical and personal. It helps readers identify hurry as a root issue, then offers a coherent vision and habits that can rebuild attention, reduce anxiety, and increase genuine presence with God and people. By emphasizing practices like solitude, digital boundaries, Sabbath, and simplicity, the book provides tools that can be implemented gradually, making it useful for both newcomers and longtime believers. Compared to similar books that focus on productivity or generic wellness, Comer's approach stands out because it ties pace to formation, arguing that speed shapes character and love. The result is not simply a calmer schedule, but a deeper life. It is worth buying because it combines cultural diagnosis, spiritual theology, and actionable guidance in one integrated message. Readers looking for lasting change rather than quick hacks will find a roadmap that challenges modern assumptions and supports a healthier, more grounded way of living. If you would like to support John Mark Comer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.